Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be primarily reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and we welcome your calls at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here on the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls. We have with us as our special guest this afternoon, Barrett Chose, and we're going to be talking what's happening in these programs that are being introduced into our schools, the Bible as literature. And you must understand that there is a conspiracy against Christianity. There is a conspiracy against God. It's described many places in the scriptures and in Ezekiel and in Jeremiah and certainly the second Psalm. There has always been an effort to destroy God's people and God's religion, the true religion. But of course, we're told we're not supposed to say that anymore. Oh, we're supposed to be tolerant. We're supposed to be tolerant of just about everything, except, of course, intolerance in Christianity. Well, they have a wonderful new program to further undermine the faith of our children. It's called The Bible as Literature, and it's being introduced into schools across America and being backed by some of our leading Christians and Christian organizations. After all, what's wrong with teaching the Bible as literature? Well, the trouble is the Bible isn't literature. It's the Word of God, and if it isn't the Word of God, forget it. It has no significance at all. But here, what a wonderful way, first of all, to get our kids into government schools and teach them that the Bible obviously isn't true, because evolution has been proven to be a fact. And now we're going to be able to discuss the Bible and destroy the basic precepts of Christianity. Barrett, where did this whole idea of teaching the Bible as literature rather than as the Word of God come about?
Well, in this particular case, we can go way back and we can show different views of it. I suppose you might say the Williamsburg Charter, which was the Williamsburg Charter Foundation, which was started by Os Gimnast, who wanted to see religions coming together in dialogue to some kind of common ground. And out of that came Charles Haynes, who is with the First Amendment Center, Freedom Forum, First Amendment Center. Freedom Forum was originally the Gannett Foundation, which had to do with the Gannett, the very liberal Gannett newspapers. Then it became the Freedom Forum, and one branch of the Freedom Forum is the First Amendment Center, where Charles Haynes is sort of the reigning fellow. He was part of funding all of this and starting it and working with Os Gimnast back in the late 80s and early 90s. Through the Williamsburg Charter, then he took over, actually, Charles Haynes did, and put together the first, it wasn't the curriculum, but it was a plan for teaching students in public school. Now, finally, the curriculum has been published. It's a beautiful, colorful book, and I say beautiful in that it's very attractive, very colorful, many pictures, probably exciting to read, but it includes questions such as this. Let me just a couple of questions to illustrate why I'm so concerned about this. It says, do you think Adam and Eve received a fair deal as described in Genesis? Eve did not even know good from evil. How could God blame them for disobeying? And then, this is on page 2, and then you would, no, I'm sorry, it's not. I'll give you the page later. Then the students in the dialectic group, where you have diversity, students from different religions in the classrooms across the country now, and then they sit down and discuss, was God good or was he unfair?
In other words, what they're doing is raising questions in the minds of finite people about the infinite God and his wisdom.
Right.
Not recognizing that between man's plan in time and God's plan in eternity, there is an infinite quality of difference. They're going to destroy these children's faith. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. Our guest this afternoon is Barrett Schoes, and we're talking about another attack on our Christian children in public schools, even more direct than, of course, teaching evolution, which, of course, convinces our children that science has definitely shown that evolution is absolutely right and that the Piltdown Man is the missing link. Well, no, that was the missing link 50 years ago. Maybe it's Lucy today, or, oh, well, we know there's a missing link there because science has shown it, and after all, science would never lie. But of course, sort of like figures don't lie, but liars figure, and science is not illegitimate, but we've got an awful lot of illegitimate scientists who have a political agenda, a psychological agenda. Well, now the latest thing is we're going to begin teaching in our schools something called the Bible as Literacy, and so you pick up the story. Would you mind repeating those questions from pages 1 and 2 of this wonderful book they want to get into our schools, to begin to take these impressionable young children and ask them questions that if you don't have a degree in philosophy, you're going to have difficulty answering. Even probably many people in the audience would question how they would answer these questions. What are they, Barrett?
All right. Well, the book is full of questions, and here are just two that I pulled out, but I have many more to illustrate how the Bible is deconstructed. It's undermined. It's taken apart. It's words are redefined, and meanings are changed in order to bring about the goal of common ground and consensus. And so here are two of the questions that would be used in a small, diverse group in the classroom where students who didn't know God and the Christian students who may or may not the Bible would together try to figure out if God is good or if God is evil. And so one question is, do you think Adam and Eve received a fair deal as described in Genesis? Eve did not know good from evil. How could God blame them for disobeying? That's one of them. And here's the second one, and I can cite many, many more. From the book of Daniel come images that are associated with the so-called end times. Notice, so-called end times. Try your hand at doing some apocalyptic writing.
And it was, you sort of make up some things just like these other people did, huh?
Right. And the idea is, the notion that suggested all the way through is that biblical truth is nothing more than a notion.
And of course, it's the idea that
it's only myth. Truth, it's actually the myth of the Bible, just like you have myths in all the other religions. So Christianity is lowered to the same level as all other religions that are obviously man-made.
Hold that thought right there, please, Barrett. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Barrett was simply giving a couple of quotations from this book, and the purpose of this book that is being actually gotten into our public schools is even further to undermine the faith of our children. Because if you can destroy the faith of the children for one generation, you can destroy the foundation of the freedom of our country, which is built upon the concept that we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men were created equal and endowed by the Creator with certain inalienable rights, among which are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And to ensure those rights, governments were instituted among men. And of course, that's what it's all about. If you can destroy the religious faith of the people, then of course there is no basis for our freedom other than what that is given to us by government. And of course, what government giveth, government can take away. There really are people who want a dictatorship, and they realize the close relationship between these beliefs in God, from whom our freedom comes, and of course, because that stands in the way, these ideas, these American ideas, stand in the way of the introduction of the New World Order, the New World Religion. So tell us a little bit more about these books, Barrett.
Well, let me first mention that among the people who have... totally approve of this and are promoting it are the People for the American Way and the Liberties Union.
And of course the American Civil Liberties Union and the People for the American Way, these are truly anti-American organizations in my opinion. I call the ACLU the Anti-Christian Lawyers Union, and of course this coalition for the American Way certainly wasn't that the one that was put out by the Lear, Norman Lear,
yes,
wasn't that
Norman
his?
Lear.
Right. And of course, he hates America. He put on this program, this sitcom, about this patriotic guy who was just such a all in the family. He was just such a jerk, frankly a jerk. He believed in the flag. He believed in patriotism. Norman Lear did everything he could to undermine the fabric of our society and the belief in the foundations of this country. And if he's backing it, along with the Anti-Christian Lawyers Union, why would any person who claims to be a Christian advocate this?
Because so many people have been clamoring to have the Bible taught in schools. And here is somebody who tells us that now the Bible is coming into schools. It won't violate the First Amendment. And the Christian community is cheering it. Have no idea. It's as if their eyes are totally closed to the possibility that somebody could be introducing the Bible curriculum or a textbook on the Bible into the classroom in order to undermine and deconstruct the Bible so that all students can be moved into the postmodern global society where there won't be any absolute truth.
Now, where's the outcry from the Christian community about
this?
Well,
that's what we're doing, Dr. Stan. I'm so glad you will bring this out to all the listeners, because people need to be aware and they need to communicate with the school boards in their communities, the superintendents, and let them know that this is not something they want when it comes to the different states. It's been discussed in Texas now for several weeks, and they're going to make the final decisions. Two more meetings are planned for the 6th of December and the 20th of December. And they're going to be deciding whether or not to use this particular curriculum or one other one, which is not bad, which one they will use in the classrooms in Texas in order to... it'll be an elective course, but of course it's going to be one that will be very attractive both to students and parents and will bring students of all religions into it. I'm sure it's going to be popular because it's going to be much more fun and interesting to many students than the math and many kinds of science. And so I just would ask everyone to be alert to this. It's called The Bible and Its Influence. And as I said, it's put out by the Bible Literacy Project, and it makes a mockery of Bible literacy. Students will come out biblically illiterate, but all in favor of the new interpretation of the Bible, which will turn the meanings upside down.
And I think the tragedy is many of our people that we've come to trust in the Christian community are backing this. Why would anybody want to get into, and support what Adolf Hitler and Stalin were backing? Well, of course you never would do that. Well, then why would you want to back something along with People for the American Way and, of course, the Anti-Christian Lawyers Union?
Well, of course,
they know exactly what they're doing.
Yes, they do. Of course they do. And, the problem is that those who are commending this and promoting it in various states are not going to tell the people that this is applauded by the American Way or the American Civil Liberties Union. But Charles Haynes, again, whom I mentioned earlier, who apparently is a communitarian, he's quoted over and over again by Amitai Etzioni, who has been sort of a main spokesman for the communitarian.
What is his name again?
Amitai Etzioni.
Etzioni, okay. He's
the founder of the Communitarian Network. He has spoken at international forums, at UNESCO. He works with Gorbachev, and he no longer runs the old State of the World Forum that was meeting in San Francisco that you and I have talked about, because I attended those meetings. There's now a new forum that Gorbachev has started. And Etzioni is one of the, as well as UNESCO leaders and so on, is one of the speakers at the World Political Forum.
And I think it's so important our listeners understand that Gorbachev is deeply religious, but he is deeply involved with the occult religions.
Right.
And until you understand that these people have tapped in to the other side, to the other spirituality, that certainly Gorbachev's wife is deeply involved with Sai Baba. Who's Sai Baba? He's an Indian mystic who has supernatural powers, and we carry a book by a man who was with him, Tal Brook, telling about the supernatural powers that Sai Baba had. And here's Mrs. Gorbachev making trip after trip, several trips to India, to, of course, align herself with this Indian mystic, because this is the religion of the other side.
I could give another example of that, Dr. Stan. For example, I'll keep mentioning Charles Haynes. He's a good friend, by the way, of a lawyer who actually wrote a book for the ACLU, who also is with the Freedom Forum. But some years ago, when Charles Haynes first did the initial plan for a curriculum, he was, I'm trying to find something here, and I'm not getting my fingers on it. Maybe I'll have to tell you the story later. But anyway, one of the people within the Temple of Understanding that meets in the that was meeting at the St. John's Cathedral of the Saints of Divine in New York City.
And this is really a center for cult thought in New York City, the St. John's Temple of the Divine. Go ahead.
Right. I'm quickly trying to find this information, and I'm not putting my finger on it. But anyway, in 1991, the Temple of Understanding put out a newsletter which recommended Charles Haynes, showed his support for what Charles Haynes was doing and his Bible curriculum back then, which was not a complete curriculum like the new textbook is, but it was an outline for a Bible curriculum, and that was highly promoted by the 1999, or by the Temple of Understanding. It's no longer, by the way, meeting in the Cathedral of St. John the Divine in New York. Andy and I were there actually a month before September 11, and talked with some of the people there, and they told us that Dean Morton had moved out, and he headed up the temple, and so he had taken that out, and they would not tell us where they now have their headquarters. But anyway, at that time, what it said was, Charles Haynes, director of the Institute, has written, growing numbers of educators throughout the United States recognize that study about religion in social studies, literature, art, and music is essential to a complete public school education. And states and schools, districts are issuing new mandates and guidelines for the inclusion of teaching about religion.
And this is
a newsletter talking about Charles Haynes from the Temple of Understanding, which is totally occult, steeped in theosophy and other occult religions, working very closely with the United Nations, who saw Charles Haynes' efforts as being very much in line with their goals, because, again, they promoted a sort of interfaith union or consensus by taking out the heart of Christianity, which is absolute truth, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Well, of course, now, what is the relationship between Charles Haynes and, of course, this Bible as Literacy Project?
Well, see, this whole project really began in the late 80s with Os Guinness and Charles Haynes working together with a variety of organizations, many different religious groups, people within government, people from all different walks of life, so that you could have a very broad consensus. They put together the Williamsburg Charter, which talked about finding some way of bringing religion back into schools without violating the First Amendment, and it would be done in such a way that students would be able to seek common ground. Let me leave you a statement. Here's one of the statements from the Williamsburg Charter. One of America's continuing needs is to develop out of our differences a common vision for the common good. Today, that common vision must embrace a shared understanding of the place of religion in public life and of the guiding principles by which people with deep religious differences can contend robustly but civilly with each other. In other words, according to the consensus process and its guidelines, I'm not quoting anymore now, but it means that you have to be tolerant, you have to be accepting of all the other positions, you have to, in fact, appreciate and respect those other views of religion and of God, and it would fit right in with the UNESCO's Declaration on Tolerance and the Cultural Peace and of Religion, the UNESCO's Declaration of Religion, which says that it has to be beneficial and helpful, the common religion.
Well, it really sounds awfully good. The trouble is, that there is no common ground between Christianity and its beliefs, and of course most of the other religions of the world.
That's right. And when you're squeezing them into a common understanding, the world compromises Christianity.
And that's exactly what it's all about. You see,
yes,
ladies and gentlemen, there really is a conspiracy against our God.
very important book is called AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic. Actually, it's a book I wrote back in 1991 that tells you the story of the politics of the AIDS epidemic and the fact that doctors have been blocked at every turn from doing what was really necessary to stop the spread of this horrible plague, both in the United States and throughout the world. AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic, it gives you my story of my effort working with an organized medicine. The fact that the doctors of the state of California consistently voted and supported an effective public health policy, and at every turn their efforts were frustrated by those working with an organized medicine both at the state and national level, and the tragedy is that people are dying in America today unnecessarily. Call 1-800-5-HIV-1 and ask for AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic, because you need to understand the background of this epidemic to understand what is really happening medically in America today.
This is health journalist Bill Sardi. In the 1970s, there was a group of Italian immigrants in the small town of Rosetto, Pennsylvania, who drew worldwide attention for their unusual cardiovascular health, despite their pasta diets. I recently uncovered the fact that their unusual health was attributed to the precious red wine which they imported from Italy. Today we know this as the French paradox, the fact that the French exhibit greater cardiovascular health despite their fatty diet because of the red wine they drink. Wouldn't it be great to enjoy the health benefits of red wine without the calories, alcohol, and sulfite preservatives? Well, now you can with Longevinex, the world's first stabilized red wine molecules preserved in an airtight capsule just like in a sealed bottle of red wine, equivalent to 5 glasses of the best red wine. Call 866-405-4000 to order Longevinex for healthy aging without the calories and alcohol. 866-405-4000. This is Health
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Thierry. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. And, of course, this is the time when we need to remind that our guest today is Barrett Schoes. And if you want to go to her website, it's crossroad.to. That's crossroad, not roads. Crossroad.to for Tonga. And you can pull down so much of what Barrett has written, and we recommend that website to you. And her latest article going into this Bible literacy course is simply One More Attack on Christianity. And if you understand this is what our public educational system is all about, if you understand the target is the minds of our children, if you understand that they want to destroy their faith in God, then everything makes sense today. The Supreme Court decisions, And, of course, nobody is going to tell you why the Supreme Court took God and prayer out of our schools, but that's, of course, covered in our book, Brotherhood of Darkness. If you haven't read it, you need to get it and read it. Well, Barrett, you know, is there any opposition to this idea of bringing the Bible as literacy into our schools, not to increase their faith and understanding, but to destroy their faith?
Well, I don't know, Dr. Stan. As far as I know, nobody else has written. Dennis Cuddy wrote something about it recently. So he's opposing it, but I think he like you and I, are just trying to get the word out, and that's all we can do right now. There isn't any organized effort to stop it, but I think doing what we're doing right now is more effective than anything else we could do.
And, of course, people can get that article by Dr. Cuddy at newswithviews.com. Go to his site, and then you can scroll down under Dr. Cuddy. That's newswithviews.com. It's an excellent article, but I really believe that that Barrett has a great deal more material than her material at crossroad.to.
Now, I think one thing that's important to bring up, because you asked, is there opposition? And I don't really know of any organized opposition, but there is certainly a promotion going on. And I want to explain more why this is so important. And I think the main promoters at the Bible Literacy Project who put this book together are communitarian. They work right along with Amitai Atsioni's communitarian platform. In fact, of the board of advisors, half of them are communitarians, like here's just a couple of names. They're not going to be familiar, but I might mention them. Marianne Glendon and Jean Besky Elston are both members of the editorial board of the Responsive Communitarian. They work directly with Amitai Etzioni, and they help prepare the Responsive Communitarian platform. Two other advisors have been involved with the response, have written for the Communitarian magazine that's published by Amitai Etzioni. He was the head editor up until last year.
Well, Barrett, I really think our listeners need to know, what is communitarianism and how does it differ from communism?
Well, it's sort of a modern or postmodern form of communism. It has an awful lot of similarities. Let me just read a quote by Joseph Farah. He said, "Communitarianism places the importance of society ahead of the unfettered rights of the individual."
In other words, the individual is the foundation of a free society. They don't want free people, and they don't want a free society. They want a communal society, communitarianism, everything is part of the community. And this is why Gorbachev backs it. That's why Maurice Strong and Stephen Rockefeller can work with Gorbachev, who's backing this. Gorbachev is the former head of the KGB. And, of course, he's operating right here in America, pushing these ideas out. And the reason, of course, he's deeply involved in the occult, and the occult is what energizes that. Would that be a fair statement?
Absolutely, yes. But, again, back to the organizational process within communitarianism, like communism, it's based on manipulating people in groups through the dialectic process, through Georg Hegel's occult concept of always blending one belief or one conviction with something that's its opposite. So that it can be symbolized by the yin-yang symbol, but for those who have studied philosophy, you may remember that the Hegelian dialectic was taught as a thesis. Somebody has an idea or concept, somebody else has an antithesis. And in the groups, you have to have thesis, antithesis, and then you dialogue together until you come to a new synthesis, which blends the old position, the old opposites now blend together. So instead of having a black and a white, you have a gray.
And of course, that's the old idea of Hegel's dialectics, a thesis, an antithesis, and a new synthesis. And then you start the conflict all over again, and you've got the idle minds all busy, wound up in this fighting back and forth, always thinking you're going to come to consensus, and you can live happily ever after. And of course, what we're doing, it is not going to be moved after happily ever after. We're moving towards a totalitarian world dictatorship.
Right, and the thing is,
hold that thought right there. We'll get to that just when we get back.
Have you ever wondered what the Vietnamese War was really all about? Why America, the most powerful nation in the world, spent 10 years fighting in Southeast Asia against a nation the size of the state of Mississippi, and America lost that war? Do you really believe that happened by accident? There's so much to the story of Vietnam that the American people have never really known. And in our four-tape set, Vietnam, The Untold Story, you're going to get the information that you need to understand the tragedy of that event. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask for Vietnam, The Untold Story, the story of what really happened in Vietnam that has been suppressed from the American people for the last 20 years.
When I was growing up, my parents weren't worried about our education. We were taught the basics of math and English, science and history, the joy of art and music, and the need for sports. And our generation turned out leaders in every field. But as a parent today, I am concerned with my child's education. That's why I chose VHM Christian School. I know that at VHM, my children are getting a quality education with a biblical foundation. I'm not worried whether they'll be prepared. I know they are. VHM gives my children the tools to succeed and instills moral values. There are so many issues for me to be concerned about. I'm glad my children's education is not one of them. Won't you call VHM today? Your child is worth it. Call 475-4762. That's VHM Christian School at 475-4762.
Leading edge dentists know the profound effect dental materials and procedures have on the health of the entire body. If you've been searching for a holistic trained dentist who can safely treat you, look no further. Dr. David Biles has been a leader in the Santa Cruz dental community for nearly 20 years. He built a solid reputation providing exceptionally high quality cosmetic and restorative dental care long before learning the very real hazards of common dental practices. Now, as a faculty member of the Institute of Natural Dentistry, Dr. Biles has begun lecturing nationally to other dentists on alternative and complementary dental care. On request, Dr. Biles will safely remove toxic dental materials from your mouth while substituting them with safe, non-allergenic restorations. Call Dr. Biles today and take the next step to improve your health. With sedation and nitrous oxide available, Dr. Biles can help even the most anxious patients. Call 423-0121 and schedule a visit now. That's 423-0121.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and our guest this afternoon is Barrett Chosen. Barrett, why don't you get your website out a couple of times, because I want people to go there and pull down the great things that you've written, especially this article on the Bible as literacy.
Crossroad.to, and Crossroad is singular. Apparently, if you go to, if you add an S to Crossroad, you come to a Japanese gambling site. That's what somebody told me recently. So don't go there. Go crossroadsingular.to, T like in Tom, O like in Oscar. And not only look for training students to rethink God's Word, which is listed near the top on our homepage, also look also at a more adaptable Bible, because that goes more specifically into the textbook, what is in there, and gives categorizes many, many other quotes from the textbook in the various categories, such as a section on those that are especially aimed at the dialectic process. For example, do good and evil exist? This is a general question. And now you not only discuss, is there good, is there evil, but what is good and what is evil? And when this is being discussed within the dialectic process, where you have to have opposite views and you have to blend your opposite views together, and then whatever your synthesis or conclusion is, consensus is that day, then becomes the next thesis, a topic of another discussion, and then you move from then on ad infinitum, because It never ends. This is a process of continual change.
Well, now, of course, Barrett, is there some sort of a booklet that goes along with this? Because the teacher has to guide the conversation.
Well,
you can't just have these conversations, or without going someplace. And obviously, the teacher is acting as a facilitator.
Right.
And the facilitator always knows what the conclusion is going to be, irrespective of what the children want. This is simply a means of manipulating them, playing mind games with them.
Exactly. And of course, that's what happened in the Soviet Union, where again, they used both Marx and Lenin and Stalin and all the other communist leaders embraced the dialectic process as a way to change minds, and to change minds in groups so that you do collective thinking, and so that every individual is conformed to the group, and the approval of the group, the applause in favor of the group becomes more important than truth. In fact, the punishment for not going along is a displeasure of the group, and you don't want to risk that. So you go along with what the group is doing. You don't take a stand on any position that you may have held before. You flow with this continual process of change. That was communism. It was all throughout Soviet Union. It's coming. It came into our schools a long time ago through the educational laboratories, and it's interesting to go back to the late 30s when Kurt Levin and many other, Peter Drucker, various others who were looking for this, for some kind of process to bring unity and harmony, came to Columbia University and various other places and set up behavioral laboratories.
Well, of course,
and they embraced the same process and brought it into the public schools.
Well, of course, this is the process they brought into the Christian church. Peter
yes.
Drucker is the father of the church growth movement, of the seeker-friendly church,
right.
The one that is certainly changing Christianity all throughout the world today.
That's right. I suggest that our listeners also go to our section on quotes and excerpts, because I have a long section on brainwashing, and it brings in the specific teaching out of the original literature and writings of these various change agents that came in here from the Frankfurt Institute in Germany, and also, of course, from the Tavistock Institute in London, both of which were dealing with behavioral change and modification.
So I think it's so vitally important that people understand that they know exactly what they're doing with the minds of the children. But the average parent doesn't understand. In fact, they probably, many of them, will go right along with this whole idea of the Bible is literacy. What could be wrong with that? And the answer is everything, because it is an effort to destroy their belief in the validity of the scriptures.
In order to create global solidarity, first national solidarity, solidarity in every little part of the world. And what we're seeing happening, of course, since the dialectic process is embraced by community groups, by schools, by hospitals, or medical centers, it's falling into place everywhere, on up to the national level, and then, of course, at the United Nations and every place.
Now, I've been criticized by ministers for not being more understanding of the church growth movement and all these efforts to change Christianity. And I've been told that what I should do is simply sit down with people like Rick Warren and these other people who are involved in this movement and just talk to them, and then maybe we could sort of, just work this out among ourselves rather than bring it out on the radio. But is there any way that this is, we're going to in any way change this, the dynamics of this system that has been set in motion across America that is transforming Christianity?
I think what we can do is awaken those who are not aware of it and those who are willing to listen and take a stand and show them what is happening and how to resist it. And we have a chart on our, we have actually several charts in our chart section which shows the right kind of group, like a traditional Bible study, where you look at the facts and you help each other and you encourage each other in the truth, versus a dialectic group, because it's important that people understand the difference and also what are some of the key scriptures we need to keep in mind in order to resist dialectic thinking, this continual compromise. And, part of the problem is, we're talking about brainwashing, Dr. Stan, and once people begin to think in terms of the group, in terms of common ground and consensus, it's very hard to have any real discussion about the issues with them because they've made up their mind.
Well, my understanding is that if you were in a church growth group, or a seeker friendly church, and you criticize what's going on, you'll be thrown out.
Right. That's one of the ground rules. And we have, and again, a couple of articles that deal specifically with this, like part three in our series on the purpose-driven, spirit-led, or spirit-led or purpose-driven series. I explained the details based on the books one particular book that was recommended by Rick Warren, and we need to see that this book is being, the formula presented in that book, quoted in the article, is what's being used in churches across the country.
Now, let's get a little bit, try to get back to the situation as far as this, the Bible is literacy, because I think this is such a very, very important issue.
Yes.
And of course, what they're going to do is try to bring this into the schools. Now, has it gotten to the schools yet?
No.
Or is it simply in the formative? And of course, who is funding this? Who's putting up the big bucks to put together this group and write the book?
They have a number of funders. One of them is the Templeton Foundation.
John Templeton. Yeah, he's very much into the New Age.
Right, and he's into, you know, seeing, doing research on prayer, you know, do the prayers of the various religions, help you people. And he's funded an incredible number of studies. And, just, again, looking into how can we blend religions. He's not a Christian, but he sees power in spirituality, in spiritual forces, and he wants to explore those.
And, of course, this is this new spirituality. And, of course, most people, when they speak of spirituality, they think you're talking about Christianity or Judaism, and they're really not, are they?
No. Unless somebody is speaking with a foundation on biblical truth, we can be certain it's something that opposes biblical truth. Because God will not tolerate other gods. We start following other gods, other spiritual forces, no matter what. How they demonstrate themselves, whether it's through yoga or various forms of holistic health such as polarity and or the better known religions, martial arts, all of these are dealing with forces that oppose biblical truth. And I think our listeners probably are aware of that, but we need to understand that those who are talking about promoting spirituality are very rarely talking about Christianity, and we better be extremely cautious when we begin to look into those forms of spirituality. One thing I think is important that I want to make sure we get to before we stop, Dr. Stan, is the fact that it's the whole communitarian framework fits into churches and so on, but if there's more to it than just the dialectic process. He's talking about the whole system, having everyone, especially a partnership between government, private sector, and community. And much of this is going to be funded by government money or the private sector, because they are interested in training students in the dialectic process, because that's how everything is governed these days, is through groups. Manipulating people through groups. And so you have these partnerships that I've discussed quite a few times when we've talked about Peter Drucker, because he promoted this. You've got to have the three sectors, the government sector, or the public sector, and the private sector, which is business, and the social sector, which are primarily the churches, because they're the best organized part of the social sector or the civic society everywhere. And then at the top, they create these standards for how human beings are to be and communicate and relate to each other and serve the community. These standards are being set up at the top and at the public school level. Of course, more and more students have to participate in community service, or rather service learning, where again they have to dialogue about the new adventures of going into the poor neighborhood and helping AIDS patients and so on. And they come back to the classroom, and they talk about what they learned in the dialectic fashion. It's a way, again, of changing beliefs and values and attitudes toward people and creating a community where the whole, the greater whole, becomes more important than the individual.
Well, Barrett, who is going to be teaching these courses in our schools? Is this going to be in the English department? Is this going to be in the literature department? Are these people going to be Christians? Are these people going to be occultists, or witches, or Satanists, or who is going to be teaching our children about the Bible as literacy?
Well, the textbook has come out, the decisions are being made about where they're going to be, but the teacher's guide has not been published yet, which makes sense because I'm sure they wouldn't want to put out the teacher's guide until a number of schools or school districts and states have already agreed to participate. In what you will have, because I've seen some of the guidelines, and they call, you cannot have somebody, but they don't say you can't do it if you're not a Buddhist or you're not a Christian or whatever you are, but you have to approach it from a neutral fashion. And they're going to be very carefully selected. So somebody who would be partial to Christianity would certainly not be allowed to teach this. And they are going to have very strict guidelines and very thorough training. This has been emphasized. Not just anybody will be allowed to teach these classes. It will be somebody who's trained, who's suitable for it, who is appropriately neutral or appropriately against biblical Christianity, because you cannot be for biblical Christianity and be a facilitator for these groups.
Well, now, of course, to the question you asked at the very beginning of the program, was God fair in the Garden of Eden when they really didn't know good and evil? So how could a fair God have allowed them, put them in a position where they'd be tempted? And should they be punished because they made the wrong decision? How would you, as an adult, a student of the Bible, how would you possibly answer that? And how could we expect a child to answer that?
Well, you see, again, there are no real answers, because in the dialectic process, you don't look for a final absolute answer. What you do is you let everybody share their feelings and their thoughts. You can't share facts. You know, the guidelines for the dialectic process and learning the dialectic process, you have to be a person. This is, again, part of that standard for mental health that's coming down in our nation. You can't be a person who takes an absolute stand that could be offensive to the other members of the group. And yet you have to be willing to put your assumptions on the table so that others can sort of sandpaper your assumptions a little bit if they lean too much toward the absolute.
And so what we have to do is do away with this idea that there is a right and wrong. There is an absolute. There really is truth.
Right.
And once you can, of course, destroy that, then anything goes.
Then anything goes, and you have people, then you can begin. And especially if they have learned that there's no absolute truth, and that your emotional rewards come through going along with the group, then you have accomplished what they did in the Soviet Union. People will not think independently. They will become group thinkers, collective thinkers, and they will follow the group. In fact, our listeners go to those pages in the brainwashing section of our quotes and excerpt part on our website, they will see how important this process is, that indeed you cannot hold on. Some of the things that are stated about how you control society, not by changing individuals, but always getting them into groups and changing the group, changing the individual by making him part of the changing group. Does that make sense?
Of course it does. And the thing is that this is standard in schools today. This is standard in the purpose-driven church, where you get together in the group. It's all about the group. It's not about a Bible study. This says, saith the Lord. But how do you feel about this? How do you feel about it? And it doesn't really matter how I feel about it. It's what does God's Word say? And somebody who's really studied it should be interpreting it for us. But, of course, they don't want that. They want to do away with the idea that there is a right, there is a wrong, there are absolutes, everything is relative, and it's how we feel. And feelings has nothing to do with truth, believe me.
Right. But when you create a society, a majority of people, when most people begin to embrace this new way of thinking, which I have seen that phrase, Dr. Stan, so many times in the last 20 years, a new way of thinking, you hear it in the churches, you hear it in schools and government and United Nations especially. The new way of thinking is to no longer think as an individual, to no longer oppose what the group wants to do or the group concludes or the new synthesis. which is continually evolving, of course, week by week and month by month, but you go along with it. When critical mass of people think collectively, very few people are going to dare to oppose where the collective society is going, because it's going to be too painful, too many consequences. You will lose your job, you won't get good grades, you won't pass college courses, and the pressure is on for everyone to begin to embrace a new way of thinking.
And so basically what we've done, everybody thinks we defeated communism. No, we're adopting communism.
This is great.
We have far more socialism in America than they ever had in Soviet Union. And, of course, the American people would never willingly accept communism, but under the name of socialism and liberalism, and of course, you know, getting away from the stereotype thinking. Our children are being conditioned to become part of the world government. Barrett, go ahead and let's give your website one more time.
Crossroads.co. Crossroads, singular, .co. And I'm so glad our God reigns in the middle of all of this.
Amen to that. God bless, and thanks very much.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
A book that will really help you to understand the nature of the spiritual battle in which we're currently involved is Gary Carr's book, The Demonic
Globalism.
Now, you may remember Gary Carr's book, Due to Global Occupation. His second book, The Demonic Roots of Globalism, goes into the very real spiritual forces, the dark and sinister spiritual forces which have energized those people who are molding the world in which we live today. Going into the background of Masonry, Theosophy, and he actually quotes extensively from the writings of these people who have helped to mold the events of the 20th century. The Demonic Roots of Globalism by Gary Carr will give you tremendous insight into the background of what's happening in America today. And unless you understand the spiritual forces at work, you really can't understand the unfolding of events. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for The Demonic Roots of Globalism by Gary Carr.
Are buying gold and silver today because the dollar has lost almost 50% of its value in relationship to the euro, and the price of gold and silver has increased almost 40%. If you're interested in learning more about precious metal investing, why don't you call Bo at 831-423-0177. That's 831-423-0177, or visit him at Elliott's Stamp and Coin Shop in downtown Santa Cruz at 141 South River Street in the San Lorenzo office building, which is located between Trader Joe's and the Signature Twin Movie Theater. Bo's telephone number is 831-423-0177. That's 831-423-0177. And he's located at 141 South River Street in the San Lorenzo office building. And if you mention you heard about Elliott Stamp and Coin Shop on Radio Liberty, why, you'll get a 15% discount on some non-investment items.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, or antibacterials. Probably never, right? Hey, folks, Michael Trudeau here, and I want to tell you about my friend Marty. He's the owner and founder of the Cal-Bend Soap Company. For the past 55 years, the Cal-Bend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Cal-Bend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. Cal-Bend Pure Soap is made from all natural ingredients. It's earth-friendly and it's safe. Call the Cal-Bend Soap Company today toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Visit them on the web at calbenpuresoap.com or call for information at 1-800-340-7091. That web address again is calbenpuresoap.com. Try Pure Soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and if you really would like to understand this other dimension we keep talking about, we have a wonderful book. It's called The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow, and we recommend it. You can get it by itself, or you can get it part of our Pagan Agenda special. Understanding that there really is another dimension there, that people are tapping into that other dimension, and it is truly a demonic dimension. We have another couple of excellent books by Deborah Ray on this subject, The ABCs of Globalism. a Vigilant Christian's Glossary, which takes you into all of these various people and movements. And then, of course, the ABCs of Culturalism. Both of these books are written by our good friend Debbie Ray. And if you let them, like to get them, available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And let me suggest the Pagan Agenda Special, the book, The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow. Now, to get some videos that will take you into this, they sold their souls for rock and roll, the 3-hour, the 4-hour, the 10-hour version. We'll actually see Ozzy Osbourne and certainly Marilyn Manson singing about this wonderful Mr. Crowley. Who is Mr. Crowley? He was a Satanist. We have a 4-tape set on Aleister Crowley and our new 4-tape set on the supernatural, another couple of lectures on Aleister Crowley, the inspiration for so many of the people in music industry, including the Beatles and of course, Marilyn Manson and Ozzy Osbourne and Led Zeppelin. And we have a great book called The Fallen Angel, written by a man who started out in music, just as the man who put together the They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll. Those videos. This young man started out as a songwriter until he realized he was demon-possessed. And there really are people who, of course, are possessed by evil and sinister spiritual forces. So we have 4-tape sets on spiritualism and deliverance. People who have actually been in this. Of course, we have these. One of a book, Operation Bluebird, written by a psychiatrist who treats many of the people whose minds have been destroyed as part of these programs. In fact, you're going to hear my interviews with Dr. Colin Ross, who treats these people with multiple personalities brought out by satanic ritual abuse. And of course, that's in the 4-tape set on Operation Paperclip. Or you can get his book, Operation Bluebird, where he actually goes through the 18,000 pages of that comes from the CIA on their operations. And of course, if you'd like to get that 18,000 pages, we actually have that on a CD, a mind control CD. We have a 4-tape set on mind control. You must understand that there is organized evil in the world today. And we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Western civilization. And most churches are not going to tell you that these forces of evil are operating at the highest level of the Catholic Church, of the Protestant Church. Now, if you doubt that they're operating within the Catholic Church, you need to get a 4-tape set by Malachi Martin, where he talks about the satanic ceremonies in the basement of the Vatican. That's the satanic ceremonies in the basement of the Vatican. Doesn't mean that all Catholic priests are involved or the Vatican is involved, but they've infiltrated there. And, of course, you need to get our material on masonry. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and you can get it by itself with a video and the audio tape. You need to help us get the truth out while we still can. So again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. And now they're bringing these forces into our schools even further. We ask you certainly to give serious consideration to go into our website of RadioLiberty.com. You can listen to our programs there. On the Internet, 5 hours a day. You can listen 4 hours a day on shortwave. And, of course, we do hope that many of you will pull down our newsletters and copy them. We do carry the Berkey products if you'd like to get hold of them. We do carry the Sanzian shortwave radio with Christmas coming up. You might want to get one for a friend or the Robinson homeschool curriculum. Go to our website and see what we have. And then, of course, we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival. Please pray for Radio Liberty. For our provision and protection until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.